The full bench of the commission overturned a recent finding that FIFO workers given notice when on their time off should have that period paid out as annual leave. The ruling was in relation to an incident on the Ichthys LNG project in Darwin, when construction workers were told the job had finished a day before they went on R&R. The full bench upheld that specific finding, but said it should not apply to other projects. It was industry group AMA and the WA Chamber of Commerce that appealed the original ruling by Commissioner Michelle Bissett. The Chamber's Deirdre Wilmot explains why.
Rather than having an annualised salary paid per week during the time that a person's employed, it's compressed into the four-week period where the person works. So they get paid for the 4 weeks that they work, including any penalties and overtime that might apply during that period for working on weekends and the like. And then they get 1 week of leave, which is unpaid. So if you like, it's like a normal salaried person who works 5 days a week and then effectively takes 2 days that are not paid.
Why then, if that's the case, what's your thoughts on why Commissioner Bissett thought that it should be paid out as like annual leave?
Well, that was an error. The Commissioner looked at the definition of leave, including annual leave under the Fair Work Act, and said, well, R&R is like annual leave, so therefore you can't give notice of termination of employment across that period. And the full bench of the Fair Work Commission found that notice could be given concurrent with unpaid R&R in the construction industry.
What does this mean for workers who think that who may come to work on the Friday and then be told that, well, the job's finished and you won't be getting any more pay, and have it been expected to be back at work in the following week or two?
So remember, these are fly-in, fly-out shifts. And so what it means is that at the end of their swing, they leave site and they don't need to return. They've been given notice that their role has come to an end. These are always roles that have a beginning and an end. It's not a surprise for anybody that the work comes to an end.
It might be a surprise if the end date's brought forward.
Well, at the end of the day, the number of people who are there is determined by the amount of work that the contractor has to perform in order to finish the contract. But the fact that it's going to finish is not a surprise to anybody, and this industry has worked for many years on the basis that notice can be given at the commencement of an unpaid R&R period.
But the CFMEU plans to continue to fight to try and overturn the ruling. State Secretary Mick Buchan says onerous conditions for fly-in, fly-out construction workers make them an exceptional case.
During the construction phase on these projects, you've got workers that are away from their family for 1 month at a time, and they end up with a weak R&R. It takes 2 or 3 days to sort of recover and get back into the community, and then a few days off before you head back. It's totally different than annual leave. You're on a work cycle, a very hard work cycle of 4 weeks on and 1 week off. Once again, you know, it betrays the whole spirit of the wording of the legislation, and also the basis on what R&R is.
Mick Buchan, when the original finding was handed down by Fair Work Commissioner Bissett, did you contact companies and contractors telling them that they would be required to pay back pay for hundreds, if not thousands, of workers?
So we jumped straight onto it to notify companies within the resource sector and flagging it that this could be an issue, and we will be pursuing the intent of their agreement, the spirit of their agreement, that workers are not disadvantaged by being given notice on R&R.
And what was the response from companies when you went to them at that time?
Given that the majority of employers out there are the subcontractors on the job, they could understand that position. They would be seeking compensation from the principal contractor and at the end of the day the client.
So you say you'll leave no stone unturned. What does that physically mean? Does it mean an appeal?
We are in the process of obtaining legal advice within the federal court to run a case there and get that opinion. And we believe that we've got evidence.